Two Year Africa. On everyday living affairs, from the African perspective. Ujivo, na Radio Student.
Wana veni ona kalina potential
we blaze it, make him bow. This is the remix.
Simu wana veni ona kalina potential Simu wana veni ona Nekata on, mtima umachumpa ine Polo laka beza sisi skana mange Paise kabiyunga, yunga. Umuche wazo wona supisika. Muchi tenge, nangu muchi tambara. Awe supisika. Bambiri, bama kapita. Si bama kaona awe. Ndawa pakyupinda la mapalipe. Anzanga, jima ni kuila. Muka ni uzaji yake ndubeta. Zeke mukondwele Atu yu gelo alite mwisha chachite Munazi panga mpofu Kulichikondi chake uyu Mumavipanga imwefesti lelo nimi punzi seko Samuona lina zelu Chikondi chake sichipela Imwe mwasoba nzelu Wona munga yende ya pela Sivose vama bado kundalama Mae mwe muzada abwa Nizaka kapimpinga ine Muzaka wana feliyono Atikenze na potential Potential inwe To be anything, a lawyer, a doctor, or a beauty queen, I am bred. For you alone, I am feeling. Never judge a book by the cover. Bully ever in any one of my banja. To run and a kuzuko, lutwanga, in a kaleta timwe mwecha.
Yeah. good morning, Slovenia. Welcome, welcome to my show. This is 2A Africa. My name, you already know, and you already hear by the voice. I'm Russ George. How are you doing this morning in this beautiful sunny Sunday day? I hope everything is going okay. We are ending our first week from the new year. Wow, we are moving on. So today we're gonna try to talk a little bit about the new year and Christmas and what new year brings to us, what it means to us, a new year. And today I'm all trying to talk to everybody, not specializing in Africa, Europe, because a new year is for everybody. Today is a show to see what it means, a new year. And alongside we have Sally. Hello, Sally.
Good morning, George. Good morning, Slovenia.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Can you hear me nicely?
Yes, yeah, I kind of hear you very nicely. Yes.
Good.
I hope we'll try to see if we can get our more guesters. Maybe they're still sleeping or they've been partying last night. I don't know. So it seems that we're still waiting for another two guesters. I hope they might make it in time. Right, how are you, Sally? How are you doing? How's Cape Town?
Cape Town is lovely this morning. It's sunny, but there's a wind. So the beach is going to be full of people and lots of sand blowing.
All right.
But it's a nice morning.
It's a nice morning. What time is it now in Cape Town? I think now we are different of time.
Yeah, it's 12:14. So it's 12:15. It's afternoon already.
All right, so you guys are almost having a Sunday lunch, right?
Yeah, it's about 1:30, 2:00 we'll eat.
right, I see. Right, as we are waiting for our other guests to come, we're not going to take long time waiting for them. Today, Sally,
yes.
We just started the new year. The beginning of the new year, and it's like today is the first ending of the new year. We haven't even reached far away from the beginning of the new year. Ole, what the new year means to the world. Let's not say in Africa or in Europe, but new year is for everybody. What does the new year supposed to mean to people who are living in this world when they celebrate the new year? Is it like, a number of the years and then things remain the same? Or a new year? It's something where people will say, last year I did very good, I want to be very bad this year. Or last year I was so good, I want to be better than last year. Or I was so bad, I want to be good. What is all about the new year?
Yeah, it's... I don't know, people have this, this is worldwide, okay? They have this sort of way of thinking that, new year, it means everything's going to be new and it's going to be better and things are going to go differently and everything. So, but for me, I just think it's, okay, it's a nice day for a party and nighttime and fireworks and everything like that, but nothing changes. But everybody seems to buy into this thing that you leave the old year behind and a new one starts and it's new beginnings and all that kind of business. So, it's what people seem to believe, and it doesn't matter whether even the Muslims, they have their new year. And they have the same kind of thinking that you leave the old year behind, okay? Mm-hmm. There's an Irish tradition where a dark-haired person with coal, the coal?
Yes.
That stuff that you burn.
Yes.
You walk, the first person to walk through your front door after midnight, okay? Must be a dark-haired person with a piece of coal in their hand, because that means now that the old year is burnt and it's finished, and they're coming in with the new year. So everybody has that belief that you leave old things behind and you start with a whole new thing, you know?
So it's all about leaving everything behind, which is wasn't good on you, let's say, on your way growing up, on your prosperity, of your plans. Maybe you have planned to do your education, you didn't do very well. Then the year, it ended up not doing your exams. So at the same time, you find out this following year, you want to continue doing your exams. So you have a life of moving yourself up. All right. But
yes.
At the same time, you know, Sally, New Year. I love the way they call it a New Year, because I never really talk about New Year in my shows and everything, but it's something just came up now, like, okay, we talk about New Year, New Year, New Year, New Year. So if this New Year, it means a lot to people. Just a second, we're going to have a little bit short break, just a second. All right, I continue again. So, why parties of the countries, people, they don't change when it comes to the New Year? Because when I look at, you know, really, it comes to New Year, people been fighting. If you look at in this world, like last year, there's a lot of conflicts, it happened. But when this New Year come, why these people, they don't say, okay, it's another year, guys, let's not fight, let's be united. Why it doesn't come like that?
Because they haven't won the fight. You know, George, there's a thing about men and fighting, okay? Mm-hmm. When there's a war on, right, the person that's how can you say, not the government, all right? Mm-hmm. Say there's a war on in South Africa between ANC and the DA. Now ANC is the government, it's the main party in power, and then the DA decide now they want to go to war because they want to take over, and the ANC, nobody wants to step down in that because the DA can't afford to, okay, because they are like the underdogs and they want the power that the ANC has. The ANC won't step back, okay, because it wants the power, okay. So nobody wants to stand down and lose how they think, okay? Nobody understands. In a war, there are no winners. Everybody's a loser. Because it doesn't matter whether you eventually take over government or not, okay? The people are the ones that are the losers. They never can win.
Right.
Because of the fallout of the war. And
Well, I think we started very correct. It's a new year. People still fighting. They still want to hold the powers. So we're going to have a short break. As we are going to come back from our short break, it's like, as I say, it's a new year for South Africa that they lost the most precious man in this world, one.
Oh, yes.
Right, and that is, it turns again South Africa to another different way of life, another new year. Like, how can we live without Mandela? Even though we could live, but it turns the outlooking of South Africa. Okay,
yes.
That's, it happened all this, like, last year. And then the new coming things, it's like elections are coming. And then the new year is starting, and then you guys already started with the beginning of the year, you know. So when I will come back, I want to ask as well how this new year is going to change South African elections, because now they're all campaigning, fighting for the votes and stuff. But we want to look at the good side of the new year. Let's not look inside of the campaign, because we're not going to talk about what exactly, you know, but we're going to try to see the good new year of South African, if they have a new leader as well, if they will have a nice way to do their way. So okay, let's have a short break, all right, and then when we come back, we're just trying to specialize on the new things. Right, here we go.
No boo.
It's a ladies' qualifier. Shakani bachamo ya ni penda uya kufa.
Yes, yes, welcome back, welcome back. We went to drink some little bit of water and to see what is going on with our beginning of the year. As we know that, yeah, it's where people are trying to see themselves change and see themselves look different, and that's where you start to imagine yourself growing big, seeing yourself being a changed person. If you were a bad father, you're trying to be a good father this year, and if you're a bad student, you're trying to be a good student. And if you're bad management, so you're gonna try to do good management at the same time. But we are just trying to move softly and smoothly, not going too much inside of our political problems, you know, normal what we always do. We want to try to keep it way, the level of niceness, you know, like when people, like as I said before, in South Africa, they are preparing for elections, but we are not talking about South African elections, but we are talking about the new change, the beginning of the new year of South Africa. How you guys, you see this? How do you see this in South Africa? Sally?
I don't know. You know, it's very difficult for South African people to think of a South Africa without Mandela, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And people are still getting used to it. It's a strange it's a strange atmosphere and everything. Okay, they're still coming to terms. The youth, it's in a strange way, it has been a very, very good thing for the born free youth, okay? Because with the passing of Mandela, the South African broadcasters, you know, on the TV, they on his life.
A little bit. There's a kind of a problem to hear you. I don't know, maybe the internet or, but there's a kind of a breaking section in between. Yeah.
Okay. Is it better now?
Yeah. Okay. Now it's cool. Yeah.
Okay. The youth have gained a lot of knowledge of history. Okay, from Mandela's passing, because the South African TV and that, they did a lot of documentaries on his life, the whole history of his life, okay? And it's done them a lot of good. They've kind of woken up out of their, we want this for us, and, you know, they've realized what the people suffered to get them that freedom. So now they're getting very vocal. When they see politicians aren't right, they're getting very vocal. So it's some way it's been a good thing for the people. It's reminded them, okay, of what Mandela stood for and all that kind of business. So it's been a good thing on the one hand, and the other, it's, I don't know. It's strange not having him there. Yes, he was sick and we didn't see him and things like that, but you always knew he was there. You know what I mean? You knew he was there, alive somewhere, okay? But now, hey, I don't know. We'll see what happens. No, as it's on, we'll see how it
goes. Right, I really understand that. So, okay, let's try to look at the change of South Africa, which is coming, because we're gonna shift the show a little bit, because my two guests are not gonna show up the way I wanted to talk about. I had one guy from who is now in Ghana. I'm trying to contact him. He's not even available. And then one from Cuba. So I wanted to see how do we combined our new year to hear how what is going on, but it's coming a problem. Maybe people are sleeping, or so it's a little bit of a I tried so much to make sure we could talk a different kind of a topic to see what we can do, but I'm trying to see.
No, well, I mean, I can tell you about the Cape Malay, here in Cape Town, and their new year. They have a fabulous New Year tradition. It happens every single year. Okay. Now the Cape Malay are the people that came from sort of Goa and Indonesia. They were brought here, a lot of them as slaves. Okay. Others of them were brought here as free people, and they were allowed to open businesses like tailors and that kind of stuff. Okay. Now, every year they have what they call a second Never Jar, they call it in Cape Malay, okay? Which means a second new year. And they all dress up in beautiful costumes, okay? And they take over the streets of Cape Town, and they march with music and dancing and everything. Now, what it was, in the days of slavery, okay, the only time that the slaves had a day of, a complete day of freedom, was New Year's Day, okay? And they could dance, and they could play music and everything. On the other days, when they had a day off, if they ever had one, they had to be very quiet and stay at home and all that. So the second New Year, every single year in Cape Town is just a complete, the whole of Cape Town shuts down, okay? And they start at midnight. on okay? And they march through the streets playing music and dance and stuff. And they have what they call troops. And this year they had 150 troops. It was beautiful, I believe. Mm-hmm. So you see there's different traditions. And I mean, those are Muslims included and Christians, everything. But it comes from the time of slavery, okay? And then every year they have this celebration. People come from all over the world to see it. Because it's really, really beautiful.
Yeah, I know, boys. I know when you're back home in Zimbabwe, when we celebrate our New Year, that day, that night, I'm telling you, it's a horrible night. It's noisy night. You know,
yes.
Cars, kids which are born and born, and they're all making noise. And people are beating drums. Okay, sometimes it could tend to be violent, which it wasn't supposed to be, you know, at the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you could see this violence, it turned up from the enjoyment of people celebrating and the New Year. You know, I'll tell you something which is very amazing. You know, back home in Zimbabwe when we were kids, it's like we used to be told that when it's a New Year, you know, when you look up in the moon, when it's a full moon, right?
Yes.
When it's a New Year, exactly 12 o'clock in the night, there is a train, you know, rotating around the moon. Do you ever hear something like that?
No, I haven't heard the one about that. I've heard the one about the moon being made of cheese.
Oh, no, really? All right. Ah, so this is all kind of beliefs of about New Year. What about what's all about the cheese on the moon? I mean, on the New Year's Day.
No, it wasn't just about New Year's Day. It was just when we were children, okay? And we didn't want to eat our food, all right? And my mother would say, yeah, you're going to stop the moon from shining because the moon is made of cheese and you don't want to eat your food, so it's not going to shine. So we used to eat everything because we were so scared the moon wasn't going to shine.
All right. That's good. Yeah, all right. So... All right, I'm going to, a little bit in Slovenia, where I am here, how we celebrate our New Year in Slovenia. I'm going to say that maybe it's a little bit different, like back home, how we celebrate our New Year in Slovenia. Okay, people, they enjoy and, or maybe it's in a different world as well, they do different. But I don't see them so crazy, like back home, you know, that... you could see people really crazy about New Year. People really prepared for the New Year. Like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to have a big party and the house will be full of people and noise all over, you know. But it's kind of more decent. You get noise in town, you know. But actually, more noise you get it in town, you know. Not where people live is kind of decent. It's not noisy. So... Yeah, I mean, the New Year, it's okay, but it's not so much happy as back home, the way we do the celebration of a New Year. And what about the Christmas mean to South Africans as well? I mean, people believe in Christmas?
Oh, yes. Christmas is a very family time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You do find the Christmas parties in the clubs and that kind of business. Some people have at home, okay? But normally Christmas, it's very family orientated, okay? Where I noticed that so much was when I was living in Portugal. Oh, Christmas for me was so depressing because everybody went behind closed doors. And if you didn't have family, you felt so left out, I'm telling
right.
you. Because, you know, yeah, I'm used to seeing people in the street and you can go to a restaurant and things like that. There in Portugal, everything closed. And these people, they go behind their closed doors with their family. And you were there, okay, and you were thinking, but there's nobody. The town is dead.
Oh, yeah, he's the same here, Sally.
Cry. Oh, I used to cry.
He's the same here.
Portugal, That was a story. New Year, everybody was on the streets, and my first New Year, I nearly died of fright. I was down in the Algarve, okay, which is the bottom part of Portugal. It's the part nearest Africa. That's why I moved there. It wasn't so far from Africa. And we were at home. I'm not a big New Year party person, okay? I've never been. And we were at home, and the apartment was down on the marina. The apartment we were renting in Villamora, okay? Mm-hmm. And you could hear the bars and everything, the parties going on, and people blowing those wee-wee things, and every now and again, a bit of fireworks, okay? All of a sudden, it went from 12 o'clock to 1 minute past 12, and there was a noise like you have never, ever heard in your life. Everybody, from a child from 2 years old, as long as they could walk, everybody had a pot, you know, the ones you cook with, and a spoon, and they were beating these things. George, I thought that the whole world had gone mad. I got such a fright.
Yeah. You know, it is same like here in Slovenia, Christmas in Slovenia. Really is so disappointed and depressing, you know. I know back home when it's Christmas, you know, it's really a crazy night. Nobody sleeps. Everybody's outside. It's not indoor, you know.
Exactly.
Here in Slovenia, Christmas, as you said, that if you don't have a family, that's so you know that, my friend, you don't belong here, you know. You are nobody. You know.
Exactly. You sit there in your little corner, okay?
Exactly. And then you ask yourself, is this Christmas or what? You know. Yeah, and people, they go inside, they eat and eat. Uh-huh. They can eat, they prepare a lot of food that you can't even call your friend and say, hey, what are you doing, you know? Because he's going to tell you, you know, man, I'm at home with my family, you know, like, oh, man.
Exactly.
What about me, you know?
Yeah, they don't invite friends or anything. It's just family. Oh.
So how's the South African preparation for Christmas Eve? What do you guys prepare?
First of all, it's summer, okay? Mm-hmm. And so it's hot. You find some people prepare a traditional Christmas dinner where they have the turkey and all the roast potatoes and all that kind of business, okay? There are those people that do that. But here it seems like the rest like the same in Zimbabwe. Family, friends, you'll be sitting, there'll be a knock at your door, it's a friend coming to say hello. There's no, you stay behind closed doors and it's just family and all that kind of business. Other people, they have braai. In Europe, they call it barbecue, okay? Mm-hmm. And there's a big party on and things like that. Other people, the ones that are single, they go to the beach, okay? And they have they spend the day on the beach, they have picnic or whatever. It's, and the Cape Malays, their Christmas, they love going to the beach. They'll go like for the whole, if it's like on a Wednesday, then they'll take Thursday, Friday off, okay? And they'll make that whole week, they go camping. Okay, by the beach or at one of the camping resorts, and you'll see they'll have braais and everything. So it's a very, Christmas in Africa is very open. Okay, it's completely different to what I saw in Portugal. I'm telling you, I hate Christmas. I used to, by the 20th of December, I was already crying.
Yeah, exactly.
We're gonna go for a short break, and then when we come back, you know, we're gonna talk more about Christmas and New Year and the good part of it. But then, as far as I can see, that I see that we're not gonna able to have our other guys, so to hear what is going on in Ghana, how they celebrate their Christmas and New Year. So this, unfortunately, we're not gonna hear it. And then we was expecting to hear something from the Cuba side, like how they do the traditional Christmas and stuff. But okay, that's good. Meantime, we're gonna have a short break. When we come back, we are moving on with Sally on the panel, and we are doing very good. Isn't it, Sally? Are we?
Oh yes, I'm loving it.
Okay.
You know me, George.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna have a short break. And then when we come back, we have more discussion about our lovely, lovely beginning of the new year.
Nifuna kubiliva, kubiliva. Ukapeze kachi mwala uchinyoza. Sichinga danja une awe. Olo wachiso kapali yevuto. Sichinga zonde. Kapena mtima wake ni wolimba. Kapena chima shula. Kapena chima sunga chikompu. Mchito sadena. Ine mwande simwe. Sakamba tima wanga ni umoru chichete kelo muliwe chenze jambili, and that's why sini ndaini mpaka nikufuze nifuna usiwa nale makuganiza usho chidi unikunda iwe. I was so lucky, so ona unanivumela, but still boy it's too much singing as you sing. Chani, ukayanka phone, pakati pausi, kukuvelelesha. Sembeleze chisimbi neu, semezini makumbela. Kuseka seka, nika kufusa. Kuseka seka, chikamba na rambuye bako. Kuseka seka, ispekta wakambati wakasha, ine nikusie. Usekerele, dawa mandi, kinye na sauka. Kukala na weo, na chochi kondi nina sunga jambo si. Kapena yeze plani yako, gili kiyole pishi na moine. Kapena niganiza cheo valeno nifuse. Nifuna uziwa, nale makuganiza mshu chidi unikonda iwe. I was so lucky, so ona unanifumela, but still go it's too much. Sini mechi simi nili na mafili minaine, chima nivaba sometimes. Sini mechi mwala au. Nifuna kubiliva, kubiliva, ati unga chinje. Nifuna kubiliva, kubiliva, sinifuna kusauka ene. Nifuna kubiliva, kubiliva iwe. Nifuna usiba, nale makuganiza usho chidi unikonda iwe. I was so lucky, so ona unanifomela, but still more it's too much. Sini mechisimi.
What a beautiful song. A song come from Zambia. But in the Funa could believe, I want to believe in love. I want to believe in my partner. You can hear the rhythm, yes. Hey. What a nice song. Yes, yes. This is for you guys. You are out today, the beginning of the year. Please, please.
make sure, keep yourself tight with your lovers. Just make sure you believe each other. What a song, what a song. I love this song. Sally, what do you think about this song?
I love it. Yeah. I love the accents and I enjoyed it. And the beat is good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, these are kind of happy songs for the beginning of the new year, you know, like when you play in the house, you know, seeing your party now, you know, like, wow, man, I want to believe on you that we're going to go through over this year again and again and again. Yeah. Isn't it? It's like that when you're in love, right? I mean, it's a new year brings everything, right? Isn't it so sad?
Oh yes, you know, as human beings, we never give up on hoping,
right,
on hope and believing, and we don't give up. It doesn't matter how many times we fall, we still carry on. It's going to be better. This year is going to be good. So human beings don't give up.
No, we don't give up. You know, we always believe in the beginning of the new chapter and try to move on and to see what we can. So I'm gonna talk a little bit about it. The most sensible part here about life, which is couples to be with somebody as a new year like this. A lot of people fought divorce or they break up, you know. Hoping that this year as well they were gonna try to do better when they meet to the new couples or when they meet new partners or when they start a new family. But love is a very, very something difficult to deal with, right? I mean, do you agree with me?
Oh yes. Love is...
How do you feel when you're in love?
I mean, it's, you know, George, this is dangerous asking me.
Maybe I want to be in love at the beginning of the year, you know, I have to hear some advice as well, like, you know, guys.
The person that you love must be the first person that you kiss when it turns from the old year to the new year. And you have all your hopes and your dreams and, you know, all that kind of business. But, hey, love is a job. You know, I heard something from an old lady.
Uh-huh.
She was an old lady in Gamusha in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, she must have been about 85. She spoke very little English, but I could understand the Shona that she was speaking. And I was sitting in the middle of this rural village, and I mean, it was right rural. It was outside Masvingo, okay? And this old lady, she loved me to pieces. She really did. And she always used to say to me, "You have to marry one of my grandsons." And I used to say to her, "But hey, Mama, I'm already married." And she used to say to me, "Yeah, but you know, you must think of this, my girl. Love is a job. There must always be one person in love, in a couple. There must always be one person in love and one person out of love to make that work." She said, because then the one person that's in love is going to really work hard to get the other person back again.
In love.
She said to me, she said, "You see that old man over there?" And there was an old man, okay? He was all white. And he had his stick, you know, the stick that the old people use there in the rural village to walk around. And she used to say, "You see that old man there? So many times I want to take his stick and I want to hit him with his stick, because he makes me so angry." She said, "But he looks at me and he smiles. And I see the love in his eyes." She said, "But she said, you see, there are times when I'm out of love with him, and they smile.
So this is
love is a job.
Yeah, I can say love is a job. So we need to really work hard on whatever we do, right? So which means
communication when you're in love is the most important thing.
Can
you know this business thinking that the other person knows what you are thinking? This thing where women sit and they think, ooh, I'd love my man to hold my hand when we're walking in the street. So she walks in the street with him and her hand is there next to his hand, but he's walking. He's not holding her hand or anything. And then inside her, she goes, ah, what's wrong with this man? Maybe he doesn't love me and all this. Instead of her saying to him, look, I want you to hold my hand when we're walking in the street. No, she keep quiet. And then she get hurt inside and it makes problems.
How can I hold somebody's hand in the street when I need to walk free and make sure I'm okay? And then I have to carry somebody on my other hand. Why?
No, because you know what it is, George?
I'm in love with you. I mean, I love you, you know. So let's take a simple walk. Let's just walk. I mean,
yeah, but you know, it makes a person feel acknowledged, validated, and safe. When the man turns and takes the woman's hand when they're walking in the street and they walk together and they're holding hands, I tell you, that woman's face shines. You think you've given her $1 million, okay? Because to her, my man is now showing the world that he loves me, and no matter what happens, I'm safe. Because everybody knows, hey, don't come near this woman, don't try and hurt this woman, this man is going to fix you. You see what I mean?
Hello? Yeah, exactly.
Hello?
I see what you mean. I mean, I was just trying to see to understand it. So to get some new couples and advice to hear, like, guys, you know, so next time when you really fall in love, as the beginning of the year, as we know that we all wishing something new, and then the new thing, how you need to hold it so not to lose it. So... okay, I have learned something as well. That's why I thought, you know, they're just bothering me, like, hold me, like, don't hold me. I mean, it's hot. I mean, I want free hands, you know, walk free, you know.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
You know, if you communicate, if you talk to each other, okay, then you don't have the problems.
Yeah, exactly.
It's when the people keep quiet and they think, ah, that person knows what I'm thinking, or that person knows what I need before I even say it. No, nobody does that.
That's true. Yeah. No, it was a very, very, very nice show today, even though we didn't manage to be all of us on today's show, but we hope our next time they'll be able to make it. I mean, you know, it's weekend time, you know, so things always go other way around. But I like mostly the traditional way which we kind of talked about it, how people they celebrate the Christmas and how they celebrate and their New Year. These things, it kind of teach me, it can make people to come together. People, they can celebrate together without saying a Muslim, a Christian, without criticizing each other, because we are all in the same family and we are all happy for the New Year and we're all happy for the Christmas. So, but why can't we carry on doing like this? Why after New Year and then it's like, no, guys, you know, these guys, they are wrong. They took our part of our country. But why can't we celebrate to be the same people and to try to be unite?
You know what the problem is, George? It takes a humble person to sit down and say, right, stop. Let's talk. Okay, let's carry on the good feeling that we had over Christmas and New Year. Let's carry this on. Let's sit and talk. Let's reach compromises. Let's give something to get something. People don't want to do that. They want to take.
Right, okay. Right. Now, Sally, actually, we've come to the end of our show today. And then
what a shame.
Exactly, what a shame. Yeah, it's like went so quickly, you know, just disappear like this, you know, the whole hour.
I know.
yeah, very, very, very nice topic, a little bit interesting topic about we people, how we love ourselves and how we recognize who are we when it comes to New Year's and Christmas and the whole family gathering. That's where you can see that in real there are families together, people they can close inside and talk as a family, but they only do this once in a year. That's only Christmas. That's not good.
No, it's not.
Okay, Sally, thank you very much, and we're gonna Me too, next show. And then when we start our heart conversations, you know, we always want to try to go inside what we can't see.
But it's nice to go soft.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I just say something to Slovenia quickly?
Yes, please.
Slovenia, I hope that your 2014 will be peaceful and filled with blessings, okay? And may your goals that you set for yourself, may your dreams that you have for yourself this year become the goals that you set for yourself to achieve. And thank you very much, George. Thank you, Slovenia. Goodbye.
Thank you, Sally, for such a warm, comfortable words. Thank you very much, Sally. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you, George. Ciao, ciao.
Okay, y'all, from me again, Ross George, I can't say any much. Sally Sheff said so.